Democratic Attorney Jeremy Levinson wanted the board to rule that widespread fraud should disqualify thousands of recall signatures against Senators Dave Hansen, Jim Holprin, and Robert Wirch. The board did toss several signatures, but certified most. Levinson would not say afterward whether he'd seek a different result in court, but he told reporters that the board's vote did confirm election fraud.
And the question that is nicely queued up is, well, what can be done about it, if anything? The board did its best today to give us their answer. It's a question of law. It may be that if my clients send me to court on this, the court has a different answer.
But Republican Attorney Eric McLeod brushed off the idea that a court would see this issue any differently than the board did.
There were a lot of allegations made by the Democrat senators here. There was a lot of speculation, a lot of innuendo, but ultimately, clearly, the allegations failed.
McLeod has filed his own lawsuits challenging the Republican recalls on the grounds that Democratic organizers filed the wrong paperwork when they started the recall process. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.